The Platters, the number two song from 1958, and you are listening to the WGXC Morning Show, the end of the solid gold.
Yeah?
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're projecting our voices through the microphone.
What for?
To come in contact with your ear, and then you come back in contact with ours again.
Okay, but can you play some music?
No way.
My name is Celeste from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Tune in Sunday, March 31st to Radio for Open Ears on 90.7 FM. Pat Lennon and Christian Hayes are in with The Nearest Faraway Place at 6 p.m. on 90.7 FM before Tony Fallon's In Acre with The Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio at 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Shimidis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Good morning and welcome to the Jazz Disturbance. You're in tune to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, a creative community radio station based in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. Hands-on access and participation activate WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. We broadcast from Hudson, Catskill, and Acre, New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is The Jazz Disturbance, a show featuring jazz and other improvisational music on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from our Hudson studio from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The time is now 3 minutes past 11 o'clock. A look at our weather. For today, showers mainly before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain after 2 p.m., high near 55 degrees. For tonight, a slight chance of rain before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of showers before 10 p.m. and midnight. Partly cloudy with a low around 29 degrees. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. For Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 23 degrees. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. And let's see what we have on tap today. New music from saxophonist Eden Barraquet. Let's see, vocalist Elisa Allgood. Her release of earlier this year, she's from Chicago, it's on Cellar Records. It's called Exactly Like You. A cut from one of the 5 discs on Mac Avenue. It's by vibraphonist Gary Burton. a career retrospective, so we'll hear something from that. And at the end of the show, some organ music. And if you go to facebook.com/CKDisturbance, you will see where I have posted an article talking about the Hammond B3. Coming up right before noontime, we'll have the WGXC community calendar, giving you an idea of what's going on in, out and about the Pioneer Valley, the Hudson Valley of New York. You can get a head start on that at WGXC.org. Coming up at noon, we'll have the noontime news. And then at 1, Music for the Masses with your host, Neva Wortel. That show is on from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. here at 90.7 FM on your radio dial, wavefarm.org/listen, and on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. And don't forget to look at Twitter this morning, twitter.com/WGXC. You'll see where I've posted a little bit there. And as I mentioned before, that facebook.com/CKDisturbance, that's where you'll find my playlist in a few days. facebook.com/CKDisturbance, all one word. The listener line into our Hudson Studios, area code 518-828-0290. That's 518-828-0290. And we'll get our morning started off with someone I've never heard of, but his music came my way this week. Canadian-born composer, arranger, songwriter, and a pioneer of electronic music, Mort Garson. A reissue of his 1976 release, Mother Earth's Plantasia, came out last year, and it is a series of Moog compositions to be played for growing plants. Brilliant. The cut we'll hear is called Ode to an African Violet. And then after that, from longtime studio musician and music producer, bassist Richard Ford. This is a release that he's just put out. Actually, the official CD release is at the end of the month, April 26th. The release that he has put out is called Basso Profundissimo. Yes, that's right. Profundissimo. Basso Profundissimo. From it, we'll hear the cut, Dusty Theater. And we'll be right back with the music in just a few. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Born in Buenos Aires, raised in Israel, and now a resident of New York City, saxophonist Eden Barakat with his debut release, Night, on Fresh Sound Records. We heard the tune Canadian Sea Monster. He's accompanied by his brother, Orr Barakat, on bass, and Felix Lakaros on drums. Before that, guitarist Mary Halverson doing her take on, with a little help from my friends, taken from the release A Day in the Life, Impressions of Pepper on Impulse Records. Continuing back in that very first long set, from the group The Comet Is Coming. This is a trio that found themselves together in 2015. They were just kind of like hanging out at a gig, and it began a long friendship, well, at least from 2013. The release is called Trust in the Life Force of the Deep Mystery. And from this, we heard the tune Birth of Creation. Now, who we have in the trio, we have Shabaka Hutchins, and he's called in this group King Shabaka. Dan Levers on saxophone, who on this release calls himself, or in the group, calls himself Danalog. And on keyboards and synthesizers, we have Max Hallett, who in this group is known as Beta Max. And together they are The Comet Is Coming. I heard a snippet of one of their tunes during the news program Democracy Now! They played a snippet about a week and a half ago. And if you go to, again, facebook.com/CKDisturbance, you will see a link to the article that on this group that NPR has written. So again, we heard from The Comet Is Coming, their release, Trust in the Life Force of the Deep Mystery on Impulse Records. Cerebellum from the release The Brain Wave Project on Mulata Records by musician and neuroscientist Dave Soldier and composer computer musician Brad Garten. This release came out in January of 2018. And I'll read this because it so describes what we heard from bassist Richard Ford from the release Basso Profundissimo. Sharing some of the same musical landscape as Sigur Rós, Lyle Mays, Babel Gilberto, ECM Records, and Bill Frisell, this release employs a cinematic language, often minimal and evocative. They are surprising moments as when softer passages burst into something rougher and edgier. In the neoclassical leaning pieces, unexpected elements surface, like floating in transparencies revealed from somewhere back in the scenery. And from this release by bassist Richard Ford, we heard the tune Dusty Theater. And we started things off in 1976 from composer and Moog synthesizer enthusiast Mart Garson from the release Mother Earth's Plantasia on Sacred Bones Record Society. We heard Ode to an African Violin. Mort Garson is no longer with us. He passed away in 2008. And what do we got here? We got 20 minutes before noontime getting ready for the WGXC community calendar and the noontime news. But out to that listener who asked the question, you call this jazz? I call this jazz and so much more. And you can call it whatever you want. Thank you.
And you are in tune to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. And as I said, we're getting ready for the WGXC community calendar and the noontime news. But before that, we're going to hear a cut from this new Resonance Records release. And let me just read something to you. Resonance Records is proud to announce the first official, previously unreleased studio recordings of Eric Dolphy in over 30 years. Captured after leaving Prestige New Jazz Records and just before recording the timeless classic Out to Lunch, Musical Prophet is a 3 LP and 3 CD set that contains the underappreciated masterpieces Conversations and Iron Man recorded in New York City on July 1st and 3rd, 1963. Originally produced by Alan Douglas, most well known for his association with Jimi Hendrix, but who also produced classic jazz albums such as Money Jungle with Duke Ellington, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach, the tapes had been stored in a suitcase with Dolphy's personal belongings and given to Dolphy's close friends, Hale and Juanita Smith, just before he embarked on his fateful European trip in 1964. Eric Dolphy passed away in 1964. Years later, the contents of the suitcase were given to flutist and educator James Newton, who had developed a close relationship with his mentor, Hale Smith, and Hale's wife, Juanita, in the late 1970s. Then in 2015, Newton connected with Zev Feldman at Resonance, and they began working in conjunction with the Eric Dolphy Trust in L.A. on this definitive edition of Dolphy's 1963 New York studio sessions. There you have it. Phew! So why don't we take the next 10 minutes or so and listen to a cut from Musical Prophet, the expanded 1963 New York studio sessions on Resonance Records. We'll hear Music Matador by saxophonist, bass clarinetist, flutist Eric Dolphy here on WGXC.
Thank you.
William Prince Lasha on flute, Huey Sonny Simmons on alto sax, Clifford Jordan on soprano sax, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Garvin Bushell on bassoon, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Richard Davis and Eddie Kahn on bass, J.C. Moses and Charles Moffat on drums, and of course, Eric Dolphy on various reed instruments, alto sax, flute, and bass clarinet, coming from the 1963 release Musical Prophet, the expanded 1963 New York studio sessions on Resonance Records. We just heard it here on WGXC. We heard the tune Musical Matador. Phew, and we got scant few minutes to get to the WGXC community calendar. Ooh. And join me here at WGXC.org/calendar. And we're going to start right here and right now on Sunday, March 31st, right here in Hudson at the Hudson Area Library. Folk Tales and Stories beginning at 2 p.m. The Hudson Area Library, located at 51 North 5th Street. For more information, 518-828-1792. Also in Ghent, New York today at the Ghent Playhouse, A View from the Bridge, that begins at 2 p.m. It's an American tragedy by celebrated playwright Arthur Miller and directed by Aaron Holtbritter. The Playhouse is located at Town Hall Road off Route 66. For more information, GhentPlayhouse.org. Right on over to tomorrow, April Fool's Day, Monday, April 1st. This is no joke, by the way. This is part of the ongoing events that we have here that's running through April 13th, the Coping Exhibit at the GCCA Catskill Gallery, located at 398 Main Street. For information on that exhibit, 518-943-3400. On Tuesday, April 2nd, the Catskill Town Board meeting is inside of the Catskill Town Hall starting at 6:30 p.m. For more information, 518-943-2141. Two events on Wednesday, April 3rd in... right here in Hudson, once again at the Hudson Area Library, the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Volunteer Training from 6 to 8 p.m. For more information, HudsonAthensLighthouse.org. And in Livingston, this is the third public hearing on the proposed gas station at the corner of Routes 23, 82, 9, and 9H in Livingston. That starts at 7 p.m. inside of the Livingston Town Hall. For more information, LivingstonConcernedCitizens.com or 518-851-9441. Folks, and you know you can contact us for more information by going to our website, WGXC.org. Go to the top of the page, click on the word calendar to see what I've just read and so much more. You can contact us directly at info@WGXC.org. And of course, we value your feedback, feedback@WGXC.org. And you are in tune to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, our creative community radio station serving Greene and Columbia counties in upstate New York, as well as international audiences online. Tune in for local and international transmission art, experimental sound,
Field recordings, interviews, and symposia, as well as other radiophonic treats originating from the Wave Farm Study Center and the WGXC Acre Studio. Folks, we're getting ready for the WGXC Noontime News at noon, and then we're back for the second hour of The Jazz Disturbance with me, Cheryl Kay.